What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Jake Talk Sports YouTube channel. This is also going to be going up as a podcast episode because Spotify has video podcasts now, which I think is awesome. Anyway, today we are going to be going through my bracket. I'm going to be doing it live with you guys right here. I have a bunch of other different brackets, but I wanted to do one that's just going to be specifically for me to show off for my YouTube and just kind of make my picks and talk you guys through the picks more. And I made a video of my other bracket on TikTok, and also over on TikTok we have the link to my ESPN Tournament Challenge bracket group that you can join. The winner of that is going to be getting a $10 gift card to a place of their choosing, so be sure to go over and enter that. The link will also be in the description of this YouTube video. So if you guys want to do that, feel free to do it. Winner of the tournament challenge will get a prize. Like I said, be sure to like and subscribe if you have not already. Turn on those notifications so you don't miss a video. Let's talk about my bracket. So obviously we're going Gonzaga over Georgia State. I think there's going to be a 16-1 upset this year. I don't think anybody predicts one any year. Child Virginia. But this was a crazy basketball, college basketball season, so who knows what's going to happen. But yes, I'm going Gonzaga. Boise State, Memphis, literally in 95% of my brackets, I'm picking Memphis. I'm a little scared that Boise's going to upset them. Not even upset them, they're the favorite, the higher seed, but Boise's going to beat them, and that's going to ruin some of my brackets pretty early on. But I do have Boise State winning, I think, a few brackets, but I'm going Memphis here. Moving on, I am going UConn over New Mexico State. And then, I mean, New Mexico State's okay, but I think UConn's actually pretty good this year. And then Arkansas over Vermont. I think Arkansas is one of the best teams in the tournament. And then I don't think it matters who it is for me. Rutgers and Notre Dame. I'm going whoever it ends up being. I think they're going to beat Bama. Bama's looked pretty rough recently, so I don't necessarily trust them. Texas Tech, also, I think, one of my favorites in the tournament, so I think they're going to go a long way. They beat Montana State. I have been going back and forth in this game. I'm going to go Michigan here, and then Duke over CSU Fullerton. In the South, I'm going to go, obviously, Arizona over whoever this is going to end up being. Imagine Bryan like wins this game and then beats Arizona. That'd be insane. Seton Hall, I'm going to go with them. I've been going back and forth in that game, too. Houston over UAB, Illinois over Chattanooga. Colorado State, I think Michigan's going to beat them. I don't see any. I mean, Colorado State could definitely surprise people, but not many people have them going far. I don't have Michigan going far, either. Tennessee over Longwood, Loyola over Ohio State, and then Villanova over Delaware, which I think Villanova is kind of a sleeper in this tournament. They were one of the best a while back, and they've kind of been slept on, but I think they're going to be pretty good this year. Gonzaga over Memphis and Arkansas over UConn, back over to the West, Texas Tech over Rutgers or North Dakota, and then Duke over Michigan State, and then Texas Tech over Duke and Gonzaga over Arkansas for this game, and then we're going to be sending Texas Tech to the Final Four. So then over here, Arizona over Seton Hall, I've got Illinois over Houston, Tennessee over Michigan, and Villanova over, Loyola. I've got Tennessee over Villanova, and then Arizona over Illinois, Tennessee over Arizona. They're going to the Final Four. Let's move on to the East. I've got Baylor over Norfolk, and then this one I'm going back and forth. I'm going to go Marquette. St. Mary's is going to get beat by either of these teams, UCLA and Akron. I don't think there's any way Akron wins, but I love a good upset, so I'm going to pick Akron. And then I'm going to go Virginia Tech over Texas, Purdue over Yale, Murray State over San Francisco, and Kentucky over St. Peter's. Baylor is going to take out Marquette, obviously. I think Indiana is going to be the team that's in here, not Wyoming. I think Indiana's going to win that game. And Indiana's going to beat Akron. VTech over Purdue, and Kentucky over Murray State. Kentucky beats Virginia Tech, and Baylor beats Indiana. I'm going back and forth on this, actually. For the sake of making this like one of my more interesting brackets, I'm going to go Indiana over Baylor. and then Kentucky over them. They go to the Final Four. Midwest, finally, Kansas over whatever ends up being on the bottom here. Creighton, San Diego State. I'm going to go Richmond here. South Dakota State here. Some big upsets. LSU over Iowa State. Wisconsin over Colgate. Miami over USC. And Auburn over. I'm going back and forth between Auburn and Jacksonville State, but I'm going to go Auburn. I'm going to go Miami over Auburn. Then we go Wisconsin over LSU. Richmond over South Dakota State. Creighton over Kansas. Creighton over Richmond. And then Miami over Creighton. And then Miami to the Final Four. There's a good chance that this bracket ends up being trashed because Kansas will probably beat Creighton if they do end up playing. But I think that'd be really cool to see. And then I'm going to do Kentucky and Tennessee here with Tennessee winning. Boom. And the tiebreaker will be 70. This is what I do for like pretty much all of them. 70 to 62. And we're about to submit the picks. Boom. Shaka. Laka. There it is. I think Tennessee is really, really good and really, really underrated. I think the Vols are going to be really, really good this tournament. If you guys did enjoy this and you want to compete with others, be sure to go to my TikTok bio or go to the description of this video and where you will find the link to my tournament challenge. All you got to do is make a bracket, submit it. Winner gets a $10 gift card of their choice. Be sure to like and subscribe, turn on those notifications, and we will see you next time. If you're listening on Spotify, be sure to follow, rate, and review us. See you next time.